The Israel Museum in Jerusalem, the 1807 medal. On one side is Napoleon, and the other side, one side is the bust of Napoleon, and the other side is Napoleon giving the luchos. I just want to show you the man's ego. So he is giving the luchos to an obviously Jewish figure who is kneeling in front of him. That's the medal in commemoration of the Sanhedrin. Yes.
Was somebody
he had access to Jewish advisors, and as I mentioned, that there were many Jews who supported his program, and therefore the knowledge about the Sanhedrin, by the way, can be gained from the New Testament. The New Testament describing the trial of Jesus and other events has a portrayal of the number of the Sanhedrin, etc. So he could have known that from non-Jewish sources as well. But undoubtedly he had Jewish advisors that were part of this. Out of the 71, two-thirds were rabbis, one-third were laymen. And the president, Rabbi David Zinsheim, authored a special prayer for the occasion. Now you can see a copy of the program also in the Israel Museum. It's a special program in Hebrew and in French with special prayers on behalf of Napoleon and France and the Empire. All of that was done. And Napoleon had them all dressed in a special costume. Black robes with the white collars, bow collars, and the three-cornered hat, which in 1807, was the garment of a chief judge in France. And they all wore the garments, and the sessions were held in Hebrew. They were held in French. And then the delegates from other countries also spoke in their own languages, German, Dutch. But most of the sessions were held in Hebrew. Now the fact that they had such a great Rav as the chief of the Sanhedrin allowed the great Rav to sabotage it, which is really what his interest was. His interest was to come to almost no conclusions, because he well knew that any conclusions, any edicts that would issue would be in the spirit of Napoleon and not in the spirit of Halacha. And therefore, even though he publicly fulfilled the role that Napoleon wanted for him, through his cleverness and his parliamentary maneuvering, and due to the fact that 71 Jews means 71 long speeches on almost every issue, it guaranteed that very little would happen. And the only thing that the Sanhedrin really did was rubber stamp the answers to Napoleon's questions that had been given by the Assembly of Notables. And since the answers were given beforehand already, and Napoleon had already accepted them, the statement of the Sanhedrin afterwards was anticlimactic at most, and it really was ignored by most of the Jewish people. So it never accomplished that Napoleon never accomplished to achieve the imprimatur that Halacha agreed with him. That never really happened. And the reason that it didn't happen is because of Reb David Zinsheim, because of the Rav of Strasbourg, who literally pulled the plug on the proceedings. They had about 9 or 10 sessions, and then they adjourned to think things over, and then Napoleon himself became occupied. He had the war with Prussia, and then later he would have the war with Russia, and then he would go on a trip to Elbe, and all of that together would divert him from his purpose. He would lose interest in the Jews. It is interesting to note that in his campaign in Poland,